Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
I would like to thank today's sponsor, RYB Professional Writing Services. They are certified professional grant writers and also pen press releases and social media copy to get the word out about your business. For more information, please visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com/writing. Hey everyone, people always talk about death and taxes as something you're going to experience in your lifetime. I would add moving to that list. Very rarely are you going to not move at some point in your life. And did you know it's the third highest stress causer of anything? So we're going to talk about that today and give you tips for a clutter-free move and to reduce your stress when moving so you're not pulling your hair out and you can enjoy your move. Professional organizer Annette Raymond, having participated in corporate moves around the country with a family of five while maintaining her own independent businesses, understands the value of being organized. Annette works to empower her clients with the ability to take control of their spaces in order to enjoy greater freedom, peace, and productivity in their lives. She also appreciates the needs for smooth and quick transition in today's global business environment. She serves as the president of the Greater Philadelphia Chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers and is a founder and CEO of All Right Organizing and All Right Moves. Welcome, Annette.
Thank you so much.
We are excited to have you, so let's get started. Can you share any experiences when you either moved yourself or worked with a client where being disorganized cost them? Because I think a lot of times people don't think of the cost, whether it's simply organizing their home or business, but moving, it can add up to several thousand dollars in lost time.
It can. And, some of the things that that I've seen happen or that happen occasionally to many people is, one thing is packing incorrectly. Some people try to pack themselves, or they may have less experienced packers that they've hired. And it's very easy to pack a box nice and full. You think you're maximizing that space. And then when you go to unpack on the other end, you slice through the top and you've sliced through either a piece of artwork or a pillow or some important document. So if you're not used to, the people who are used to this business know how to, open the boxes or how to pack the boxes so that that's not going to happen on the other end, but it happens if you don't know. Packing when you overpack boxes. So a lot of people will pack books in a medium or large size box because they've only moved maybe once or twice in their lifetime. When you move often, you're packing books in very small boxes. Things like that, when you pack heavy boxes and you're lifting on the other end, I've seen so many people get hurt doing that, either, because the boxes are too heavily packed or because they don't know how to lift properly. And so I've seen people where they've, twisted an ankle and been, out of work for weeks because of it. I mean, there are different things that can happen that sort of put you back rather than moving you forward.
Well, I'm still in shock about the artwork and pillow. I could laugh about, but art is something that I love. When I travel, I always get, whether it's a street vendor or something, I get a painting from where I travel to, and I would just be heartbroken if I sliced into a painting and very angry with myself. That's a good point to know.
And photographs, too. I mean, some of them,
Right. What have you found in your experience creates the most clutter when moving?
I guess on the packing side of it, where you're coming from, it's a lot of times it's the odd shaped items that just don't fit into the boxes, right? So they sort of stay out, and then in the end you're going, what are we doing with this? And it goes into, the odds and ends that, didn't fit into the boxes, and then you have a box that you label miscellaneous or which doesn't really help when you're getting there. But yeah, I would say, you know, if you pack the bigger things first, the smaller things can go in. You know, you can find space for the smaller things. It's when you get those big odd-shaped pieces, whether it's a statue or, you know, whatever it is, a dehumidifier for your room, whatever it is, do those things first. You know, make sure they have a big box and don't overpack the box. If it's heavy, you know, put in some pillows with it or a blanket or, you know, or just some packing paper. But keep the boxes as light as you can and pack the big things, you know, because otherwise they sit around and, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, what other are the biggest mistakes you found when people are packing to move? Now, you've mentioned some great tips for packing. Are there any other areas where you found, like, wow, people just tend to make this mistake again and again?
Right. Let's see. Well, one thing is that I think a lot of people don't account for the amount of stuff that they have. So they don't allot themselves enough time to pack it. Because when it's all in your home and it's in cabinets, you really don't think you have very much. You know, it's like, well, I don't have that much. And then when you see it all in, you know, that you've filled an entire truck, a lot of times people are saying, I can't believe I filled an entire truck. Well, you know, so you need to allot extra time and try to go room by room to make sure that room is completely cleared out, top to bottom, you know, inside and out with closets and things. So if you don't allow the time, that's definitely a mistake that a lot of people make. And on the last day, people are either asking for another day or throwing things out the windows, which, you know, I've seen happen just because they don't have time. Let's see. Oh, not having a safe zone. Making a safe zone is important when you're packing. Our first big move, our first interstate move, we had, unfortunately, a garden snake that was my son's. And it was in a tank, you know, it was nice. But we put it in this little shoebox so that we could bring it in the car with us. And my son put the shoebox down on the kitchen table. And when we went back through the kitchen, everybody was saying, well, where's that shoebox? And all of a sudden, the movers must have packed it. And they did. And we didn't want to flip them out. And they were working so busily. We got to our destination. The snake didn't really make it so well. It was very unfortunate. But there are, you know, aside from live animals, which you probably won't have, you know, there are things that you want to keep with you. And if the movers don't know that, you know, they're going to get packed. They're not there to just to make decisions. If you're hiring packers, they're not there to make decisions. They're there to pack everything in their path. You know, diaper pail full of dirty diapers. It's all gone. So you want to make a safe zone, and you could make it your, you know, the bed in your master bedroom. Or your kitchen, dining room table, kitchen table, whatever it is, and the movers need to know clearly that that's your safe zone. So, and so is your family. So you need to tell them, you need this with you on the trip. It needs to be in the safe zone when the packers are here.
Excellent. Now, you know, I suspect we're going to move within the next year. That's just kind of what my intuition's telling me. So I already have boxes I got from someone. You know, I was like, mm-hmm. I'll take your boxes. So they're in the closet. But you know, I've been through that when I sold my place in L.A., okay, you have 30 days to get out. And even though I was organized and ahead of the game, that 30 days goes by like that. So what would you say to someone who maybe is about to start the process, might be like me, like it might be coming down the road, and they just, that 30 days or whatever happened, and they're completely overwhelmed and just like a deer in headlights. What would you say to them?
Right. Well, the first three things are plan. You can't possibly plan enough for a move. And it's really, you know, when you said you opened in the beginning with death and taxes and moving is up there. It is very stressful because you're normally used to planning and acting in your regular life on a daily basis. If odd, you know, things come at you, you have your basic structure. when you're moving, you're thinking in sometimes two different time zones, two different locations, multiple people, you know, and your jobs and schools included. So the planning, you can't do enough planning. So you need to have lists. You need to have, you know, lists for the home that you're leaving and your destination location. You know, you need to have utilities turned on. Where are the pets going? What do the kids need? So keeping your list is really extremely important. Like I said before, allowing yourself more time than you think you need for packing if you're doing the packing, because there, no doubt, I'm sorry, but it has to be 99% of the population that really doesn't know how much they have. You know, I mean, we just don't. I mean, myself included, when I move, when it comes out, you know, it's all of a sudden like, oh my goodness. And like I said, I'm an organizer, and you know, and you've got, you know, your house works fine, it all looks great, but when it comes out, it's a lot. So you need to really have time, and you need to think about your valuables first. You know, make sure that important things that you also in your lists and planning, that you plan ahead for what are you going to do with valuable or important things. You know, and where are they going to be? Because we love to trust people, and people are great and friendly. And I've had some great moving experiences with nice movers, but you don't need to leave things in the way of temptation. Yeah.
Now, I have heard the term survival box. What is that, and is that something you recommend people use when moving?
Absolutely. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. You know, your truck might break down in Iowa, and it might get there 3 days after they told you they would be there. So you want to plan almost as if you're going on vacation. You know, do you have enough clothes for a week? You know, you're going to pack suitcases. You know, keep things, if you're driving to your location, you know, do you keep suitcases in the car with you? You want to have enough clothes, your toiletries, your medications. I always keep my jewelry with me. I pack it in a suitcase because I just feel like with me is the safest place. Vital documents. Do the kids need their birth certificates when you're registering at the new school? And is that going to get delayed by your move? Why are you moving during the school year? Do they need their medical records to register? So some of these things can be packed with you. They also could be saved online. You know, so we really have an advantage these days to how much we have to keep with us. Even prescriptions at this point are kept by our drugstores, you know, and you can access them in different states, which is great, but internationally, you know, not so much. But, you know, you need to know, if I get stuck for a week, you know, what am I going to really want to have with me? And your chargers. That's the other thing these days. Chargers for everything.
Absolutely. Now, are there any other final tips you want to share on moving? You've given us a lot of good information, but if I haven't asked any more the right questions on that.
Yeah. So, let me think. There are quite a few things. Let's see. One thing is in setting up your home, your window treatments, your artwork, and your bedding, is all of that, the sooner you can address those things, the more quickly it's going to feel like home. And feeling like home is really important for your family's adjustment. It's, you know, like we said, it really will decrease the stress if you can make things look familiar quickly. Another thing is this, you know, once you've moved, that's the time to be good to yourself, to treat yourself. Buy a cake at the store, you know, get some ice cream, do something good, because really you've had several months to have to keep it together and manage very big things, very big ideas. So once you move, just, you know, have a month of, we're going to have treats this month, because it really, you know, it's important to, you know, to try to help overcome that stress, to just, you know, be good to yourself. The last thing is that organization is an amazing way to empower everyone in your family. It breeds confidence, independence, responsibility, you know, for each family member. And a new home is an opportunity to start fresh. So to start off in your new home and really say, you know, okay, these are our spaces and this is what fits and this is what we need, you know, and this is the room that I intend to do this in, so this is what's going here. All of that organization will help everyone in the house really to be more confident. And it's great for kids. It's great for kids when they can know this is where we go. This is where there's always a drawer in the kitchen where we can find glue and scissors and tape. You know, there's always this. So in the new house, they start going to those places. If you move over and over, you know, and you have those systems, they will say, where's this drawer? Where's that cabinet? Because they know it's there. It's supposed to be there. It's really empowering. So, you know, you have a new chance. It's great.
Excellent. I'm so glad you shared that, because that's a great way to look at it. And I'm a firm believer, especially with children, instilling things the younger they are. I've done videos. I've used my nieces and nephew. But they know what it means to say, go put your coats in their home and your books. Like when they stay with my parents, because my father's got to get them out early in the morning, they know where everything is so that they're on to school on time. But since you've moved so many times with your family, do you have any thoughts on with children? Have you learned anything that maybe helps make, especially if you have younger children, that might ease the moving burden?
Yeah, well, they, you know, allowing them to make their list of what is important to them. What do I need on this trip? If I'm going to be without it for a week, what can I not live without? Allowing them maybe to pick rooms, pick colors, pick, you know, make some decisions. But I agree with you. I'm a firm believer in helping our children to be confident and responsible, because it really creates confident people, confident adults who are okay with making their own decisions. You know, a lot of us are, you know, because we weren't allowed to make decisions, our parents said, no, this is how it's going to be. We avoid it. And kids really can do that, and it makes them feel good. Or make them responsible for the pet. I used to, when we would move to a new house, one child was always responsible for the dog. And I would tell them, I need you to walk the dog around the property throughout the whole day. And because sometimes we would have a dog that would run off or whatever, but I need them to know this property. So that was that child's responsibility. You know, you feed and water the dog and you walk it on the property, on the bounds of the property all day. You know, give them a responsibility that's good for them to handle.
Excellent. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about, well, okay, we're moved, we come to the new home, it's all exciting, but what about unpacking? What have you found causes a lot of clutter or mistakes people make? I thought that was, I guess maybe not taking a big 12-inch knife and slicing into a box is one good tip.
Right. Yes. Something that causes a lot of clutter, unpacking is the unpacking materials itself. So if you have services that unpack you, or the movers that pick up, you know, the packing materials, you know, you want to try to gather those things into a garage or one room, because they, you know, once those unpacking materials come out, they start to grow. You know, you've squished them all down. So it can get overwhelming to walk into your rooms in the first few weeks, because now you have all these boxes and packing materials. But I think you had mentioned to me when we spoke that you were already collecting packing materials. And there are a lot of ways nowadays to share packing materials. I think even it might be U-Haul. Where online, there are some online places where they do packing material share websites. So if you've done, you know, if you're unpacking, you can put up packing materials and somebody can say it. There are also online garage sale things. I know my town has one where you can put it up online. Hey, and you can put it up, packing materials free. You know, people come and get it like that, you know. So it's you want to try to get those things out of your way and break down boxes, because that really makes a mess. The other thing that can become clutter when you move is the stuff you didn't make decisions on beforehand. So if you're, and especially if you're in a tight, you know, tight time frame, a lot of us, you know, get moved pretty quickly, especially if it's a relocation. Sometimes it happens very quickly and you don't have time to make that decision. So you're unpacking and saying, why am I keeping, you know, why did we move this? That can also cost you money. I mean, you know, if things aren't going to fit, you're going to lose money, you know, carting it. But it does. Those are the things that end up sitting out on your dining room table or wherever, and for a month while you say, what should I do? You know, yeah. Yeah.
I want to add just really quickly, FreeCycle is a great resource to put your packing materials, and Craigslist, just for people who are watching or listening, and I've used that and they are wonderful resources as well. What are some of the first things people should do when they're unpacking?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, one thing I want to mention from both sides is paper goods. So the things that you want to pack last so that you're going to unpack them first are paper goods and cleaning materials. So paper goods meaning plates, you know, plastic forks and knives, things like that, because you want your regular dishware packed well. So you don't want a few odds and ends of those floating around in different boxes. So you want to pack that all at once. And then, you know, before you move, put the paper goods into the cabinets, and you're using that as you go. And keep enough, because when you get to the other side, you can pack those in one of the last boxes so that they'll, you know, you can write unpack first on it. And those come out, and you're able to eat. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for everybody. You know, I can't tell you the frustration I've seen when people just can't find their dishware or utensils, you know, so that's just such a basic. So you want to be able to eat in your kitchen and sleep in your beds. You know, those are two really important things, and so those are the two areas you want to try to tackle first. And like I said, even if it's just paper goods, as long as it's enough to get you by for the first few days as you unpack, it's important to do that. The essentials.
Right. Absolutely. Now, do you use a paper list, or is there an app you recommend? What's your process, or what have you done since you were a pro at this?
Okay. So there are a few different, there are so many apps, but there's a few that I would recommend. Evernote's just really easy to use, and the few that I'm recommending also I think have very good safety, you know, features for them. So I would say Evernote is great. Safely Filed is a program that has high security, so even if you need to keep copies of birth certificates or, you know, financial documents, I would trust that is Safely Filed for things like that. HomeZada is an inventory program. It's a cloud-based inventory website, and it's fabulous because you can put pictures of everything you own, lists of everything you own. It's really great for keeping track.
Excellent. Now, are there any, you've given us lots of good tips, any other tips on unmoving, moving in, unpacking?
Depending on what you have, if it doesn't, it should fit. The things you have should be able to be put away somewhere, you know. So, and there's my organizer, my inner organizer or my outer organizer talking. If it doesn't fit, you either have too much, or you don't have the proper storage pieces, or your house isn't big enough. So really, you know, if you're seeing that on the other end and you get there and things don't fit, those are really your three options, you know. If you have to have it, then you need to be able to have a proper storage piece to contain. Yeah.
Fantastic.
One thing I didn't mention that I guess I do want to mention is the prep work at the new home. The more you can do, the better off you'll be. So if you can do furniture arrangement, measurements, cleaning, and prep work like painting, whatever that can be, because once the boxes are in, it's harder to do. You know, so you really want to make sure you really want to make sure that you have the furniture in place and the rooms, you know, as ready as possible, because then it's a matter of just putting away, and it's really the cart before the horse, the horse before the cart. I don't know. It's the right order. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg. But you know, it's a process. It's a process, and it's always going to be a process. So you know, it's a matter of being patient with yourself and your family, and knowing that, you know, where you are in this process, it's going to get done. Have a chocolate bar and take a deep breath.
Chocolate always makes everything better.
Yeah, for me it does.
Absolutely. Now, do you have any area, your inner and your outer organizer can come out on any subject in this next final tip on letting go of clutter? Any area?
I'm also a member of the Holistic Organizers, and I think that really spending time on yourself, you know, really, really take a deep breath, think about what you want and what your goals are, and maybe write out, you know, the areas of your life that are most important to you, and then decide, do the things that I have actually match this? And are they worthy of it? You know, are they worthy of the life that I want? You know, that's really what it's about, you know, like just having your things support the life and who you are.
Excellent. I love that. Now, please tell people how they can find out more information about you or any other wonderful things about what you're doing you'd like to share.
Well, thank you. So my organizing business is All Right Organizing. It's three words. AllRightOrganizing.com. I'm a professional organizer in the greater Philadelphia area. But my new, I have a national company that launched last year, and on a national basis, I subcontract NAPO professional organizers to do unpack and organize for people around the country. And so if you contact me, it's AllRightMoves.com. If you contact me, I am happy to see if I can set up a team in your area to get you unpacked and organized in 3 days within your move. And I wanted to offer, to give a special offer to your listeners today. For anyone who uses an All Right Moves team to do an unpack in whatever state you're in, I would like to give them a subscription to Homezada, so that they can do their own home inventories with their families in preparation for their moves, to keep track of everything, and also ongoing, so that they have a home inventory to use for their insurers in case of any type of disaster that might come up, or any type of needs. If there was robbery, hurricanes, tornadoes, all the things that have been going on. But for anyone who uses an All Right Moves team, I will give them a paid subscription to Homezada.
Well, thank you very much, Annette. That's very generous. And just so people know, this has never come up, I'm not a pay-to-play interviewer, which means Annette is not paying me for this interview. Anyone who does an interview, if I don't have a personal or professional relationship, I do a screening and a pre-interview before having everyone. So thank you. It's very generous of you to do. And again, Julie Caraccio, and you can contact Annette. And I want to thank you. This was very informative. And I'm making sure my husband puts all his knives away before we move, because now that I've heard this tale, and that was the first time I've heard people doing that, so I want to thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Julie.
All right, everyone, and go out and clear some clutter and create the life you choose, desire, and deserve. Thanks again to today's sponsor, RYB Professional Writing Services. They are certified professional grant writers and also pen press releases and social media copy to get the word out about your business. For more information, please visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com/writing.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.